Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, it's Dora. Welcome to Radio Headspace and happy Monday. Now, if there's one thing I'm working on loving in my life, it's doing laundry. It's the bane of my existence. There's something so monotonous about it. Every week, I wear clothes, wash them, dry them, fold them, and I have to do that every 7 days for the rest of my life. No matter how much I try to cultivate a beginner's mind, I find myself dreading this task every single time. But recently, I've decided to take a different approach. I've decided to romanticize doing my laundry and turning it into a scene from a movie. Every week, I'll take my clothes to the nearest neighborhood laundromat and pretend that I'm the main character in a telenovela. Dramatic? Yes. Effective? Absolutely. And somehow, I've found that adding this extra ingredient of romanticism has helped me to do this dreaded task. I'm realizing that sometimes this is what we have to do in life when we're struggling to get the things done that need to be done. Now, I'm speaking about doing laundry, but this really could be applied to anything in our lives, even our meditation practice. Rather than treating it as this thing that we have to do, how can we add an element of zest, a little spice to our daily tasks so they go from being a chore to a moment of pure joy and appreciation? So let me take you through my new laundry routine, where once in a while, I'll dress up, put a little makeup on, and head to the laundromat. Now, usually I'll bring a book or my laptop with me while I wait for my clothes to finish washing or drying. Maybe I'll bring headphones to listen to an audiobook or a podcast. It really depends on the day. I even started to buy a nice-smelling, top-of-the-line laundry detergent to really match the main character energy I'm going for. As I do my laundry, I'm fully present as I sort my clothes, placing the light clothes together and the dark clothes in one pile. Swiftly moving from the washer to the dryer, engaging in friendly, lighthearted conversations with the regulars, and folding my clothes as if I was in a scene from Made in Manhattan. And you know what's funny? When I was a kid, I couldn't wait to get older and have my own home with my own rules and my own furniture. And the process of doing my laundry reminds me of this desire to take possession of my life, my own life that I was in charge of. In Danish culture, romanticizing everyday moments in life is a thing. It's called hygge, but it means to find cozy contentment in the small moments of life. What the Danish have found is that hygge allows them to be present and keeps them engaged and connected to the freshness of life. You start to experience a greater sense of agency and freedom in life when you're able to find joy in the most mundane things, like laundry. Romanticizing everyday tasks can help us fall in love with life again. Here's a few ways you can start. Number one, dress up for no reason. I'm a sweatpants and hoodie type of gal, but I started to put time and effort into how I dress. Not all the time, but some days I'll dress up for no reason at all. Surprisingly, it adds more color to my life. There is some truth to if you look good, you feel good, and I can attest that this holds true. Number two, take yourself on a date. If you've ever read The Artist's Way by Julie Cameron, she writes about taking yourself on dates to enliven your everyday life. Set time aside each week if you can to explore something that interests you. And number three, savor a meal. This is one of my favorite things to do. I'll take my time to cook something that I love. I'll set my dining table, light candles, and enjoy a meal by myself, and sometimes with others. Turning the mundane to magnificent, my friends. All right, that's enough for today. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.